All Your Attentions by Nathan Hewitt. Bring, bring, the buzz, the rattle, notifications in human arrival, a close encounter against your skin, all your attentions their arrival shall win. All your attentions are belong to us, and us in us you must place your trust, an infinite supply of JPEG lives, feeding insecurities as ads fly by. We believe in you and your boring life. It'll be fucking awesome if you buy this strike. You'll get that perfect day in paradise. And if you don't buy, you'll pay the price. Perfection so close, just a click away. One more order, delivered next day. It'll be so good, we'll pose you just so. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to go? You see, a like is a smile, and a smile is a like. A comment, a conversation. A poke, it ain't right. A profile, a mirror. A story, a joke. And the self, a fiction. A constructed narrative that conveniently leaves out the uncomfortable bits, bro. We are shaped by how we see others seeing us. It keeps us alert, but always in the dust. The self-construction can never ever end. Else this flimsy dog and pony show we can no longer defend. But when you've lost all your mirrors, when you don't see the others seeing you, what happens next? I, for one, feel shapeless, sorta. I mean, am I corporeal anymore? I pat myself, just to make sure, but it doesn't help much. I feel like a ghost, maybe. I'm on a different plane, maybe. I'm out of touch, unreachable, out of line, unpredictable, out of sight, out of mind, inimitable. I'm floating. No, flying. I'm feeling good? I'm defying gravity. Something has changed within me. Vibes are rising, contentment increasing, mental health is going up, up, up. And all of a sudden, I'm stuck. I'm in the cloud, tangled in strings, imperceptibly pulled, and pipes filled with something red, sanguine, bubbling, up, up, up to the machines above, performing an unnatural photosynthesis, their initial and ongoing public offering, turning red to green. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a tube coming from my body too, pumping surplus to the sky. But they get less from me than they used to. Anyway, I look down. Below, I see the fabric of the world folding in on itself. Flat, if only in a philosophical sense. The far away now close, and the close now far away. Brain chemical reactions as our thoughts intermix, and then reactions to those reactions, and then again in kind. Trauma, then re-trauma, to the moon, to the max. Content sparks, emotional restart, death, defilibrate, and no doulas in sight. Content unending, content all-consuming, content, content, forevermore. And then I hear, a cheer rises from below, all hail content, all hail content. All hail content. And I get it. I fucking love content, and I still read the news. But what I see, I get to choose. My syndication is simple, their simplification syndical. My cynicism is casual, their cynicism alternatively factual. Sick burn. That's right, she's sick, and she's burning. Our dear Mother Earth in her grave already turning. Rising waters, Hurricane Ian, falling wages, I can't even. We bring the heat and cut off all feeling. Our penchant for self-annihilation is sterling, disturbing. Okay, I got off track. Let's stop and breathe and bring it back. I've checked out, but I cannot leave. There is no exit, not that I can see. Despite my courageous decentralized defection, I'm still out here farming career connections. Social federation still got me seeking affection, and the impact on my mental is hardly perfection. Without Meta, I'm still better off, but I have a long, long way till my socials truly stop. Yeah, it's weak ties and TikTok dances. Hell's not other people, but it's all around us. We suffer in secret. It's the money, the greed. It's a system that drives people to play games with our feed. But don't give up. I believe that there's another way that we can achieve. Create strong ties, maintain connections, love ourselves, and always offer the invitation. Life is better off their grid. Come with us. Don't take their shit. Thank you.